Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the discussion started. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Hello, Billy! One of the underrated Billy Joel songs right here. Really is. One of the underrated ones. I am the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Let's go!
We know where the Jets stand. We're going for that Lombardi ball, but deal with it, sucker.
I know. Don't be jealous, Giants fan.
Happy for
you. I know you would be. You know, speaking of Rodgers... And we started the show with Diaz, and that's a theme throughout the day. But I wanted to say one thing about Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not about the Jets' pursuit of Rodgers or what they should now do. Now, something that we have not discussed, or at least not discussed in a while, and not discussed with this tone. Aaron Rodgers, to me yesterday, came across as very likable, very locked in.
That's because he's yours.
No. And very motivated. Like, there's been questions, is it going to be all in? I felt intense focus, and I was never worried about that anyway. But to me, the likability, I think it kind of shone through fairly easily. He seemed likable.
I think he is uber motivated to stick it to the Packers.
That's a given.
Because you could read between the lines, and hell, you didn't even have to read between the lines. He basically just said it. He went into his little getaway thinking he was going to retire. And from what you've subsequently found out, the Packers basically said to him, Aaron, take your time. We want you to finish your career as a Packer. We'd love for you to retire as a Packer. And then he goes into this whatever for a couple of days. He's doing his own thing, as he has every right to do. He's a 39-year-old first ballot Hall of Famer. Contemplating the end of his career. And then he comes out of there and realizes that the Packers have already moved on. And it pissed them off.
Mm-hmm.
And he, instead of retiring a Packer or giving it one more run with Green Bay, he said, you know what? I'm going to New York or wherever he could have went. But in this case, it's obviously New York. I'm going someplace else and I'm going to stick it to the Packers. So motivation is not going to be his issue. You know he's going to be dialed in because he wants to prove, just like he did after they drafted Jordan Love, that he still has it. And he won two MVPs after they drafted Jordan Love.
But you kind of scoffed at the likability aspect of it when I said that I saw your antennas go up like you didn't necessarily agree. Is that a fair read or no?
I don't think we need to know what goes on behind the scenes with the Green Bay Packers. It's like he's airing their dirty laundry and trying to make them look bad for him not finishing his career as a Packer. Now, if we find that out at some point, great. It's an interesting story. But it just seems a little petty. And it doesn't mean anything for his tenure here with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
I think it actually motivates him for his tenure here, however long that is, here with the Jets. But it just felt a little, you know, I'm going to tell the dirty laundry on what happened behind the scenes just so you guys are on my side.
He was also basically brought to tears talking about the Packers. Like, he said a lot of great things about the Packers and the fans and the stint in Green Bay.
I think he's hurt.
I agree. And that's why I appreciate his realness. Like, to me, that wasn't an act. And he's never really put on an act.
No.
If anything, he's, you know.
He's just him. He's just who he is.
I appreciate that.
Some people love it. Some people hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you had an issue when he first called out Rappaport and Schefter with their reporting. You know, he's been kind of positioned as a little douchey lately. And I thought he came across as a guy who was pretty likable. Like, if you didn't know anything about Aaron Rodgers and you just listened to that yesterday, you're sitting there saying, but you just knew he was a great player. You're like, all right, this guy is wounded by a team that, that he's been with for almost 20 years. They did him dirty because they told him one thing,
they
and then 5 days later,
continually have done him dirty.
That's true. I wouldn't even go there. You're right.
Yeah, but with the drafting and no question. They've done him dirty.
You're right. And he's like, I had enough, man. And I'm going to set the record straight. And I'm going to call out some reporters who think they had their scoop and they don't. Because now, listen, I didn't think that Diana Russo, bring her up, forget about Schefter, I'll bring up Rossini for a moment. I didn't think that her reporting was, like, I didn't take, some people did, which I thought was ridiculous. They were just hating on Rodgers. I think they're predisposed to dislike him. Mm-hmm. I never took her tweet as, Rodgers literally told, you know, the Jets contingent in California, if you don't get this guy, and that guy, I'm not coming. Mm-hmm. Never once took it that way. That was never remotely the case. They asked him, he told them, and that's it. So I think that he thought that her tweet made him look bad, and he wanted to clarify it.
Yeah,
no problem with that.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, who cares?
He does.
Yes.
Because it's his reputation.
But that's my point. Like, from my perspective, I don't care about that.
Yeah, I mean.
Seriously, go ball. All I care about is do you ball. I don't care about you as a person. You're not going to be any of our friends. You're going to come.
Maybe he's going to be a weekly spot on the Tiki and Tierney show.
I doubt it.
We'll pay him $2 million and we'll get him here.
We are not the station of the New York Jets. It's unfortunately is what it is.
It's okay.
But at the end of the day,
he's got the best Jets fans on the station.
He's going to be here. He's going to be here to try to win for the Jets. And if he does that, or doesn't, if he's terrible with the Jets, that's what I'll care about. Like, I don't care about who he is, right? I don't.
But for a long time, people have. You might. I know what you're saying because I know how you are.
Yeah, I mean,
but a lot of people have weighed in on his personality.
But if he was ours, meaning a New Yorker.
Okay.
Right? I care how Eli Manning presented himself. I care how Daniel Jones presents himself, or Saquon Barkley, or Sauce, or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mark Sanchez. Remember how obsessed we were with, dude, is he dating? What's he doing?
Yeah, good. Yeah,
right?
I get it.
You care about your own, but for a mercenary who's coming in, all I care about is winning.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that A-Rod was a mercenary? Because A-Rod came here a lot younger.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody would have paid A-Rod at that point, because A-Rod was not ours, and we had a lot of cut. Now, he was just a pain in the ass, Alex Rodriguez.
I think
he was annoying.
I think
Rodgers doesn't strike me as that kind of guy.
We just felt him being annoyed.
Well, he was a phony.
It was different.
He came across as fake, and it was like the whole.
Well, especially in contrast to Jeets. And so it just kind of exacerbated, just made it, I don't know.
Yeah, and baseball's every day.
Yeah, it made him not likable, I guess he's all right, dude. I don't know.
No, he came around. He's repackaged himself, A-Rod. But for a while, I mean, you were playing, you were doing other stuff. But picture of him sunbathing in the middle of Central Park on some monster rock. Yeah. Like, dude, do you not think anybody's going to snap a picture of you when you oil yourself up with baby oil? I mean, come on, man. You know. But anyway, I think it was a really good presentation. I'm obviously pumped, and now we just got to play well. 877-337-6666. The other thing, very quickly, before we get back to you on Diaz and the Rodgers stuff, if you want to jump in now, is that, and I said this a few times along the way, I tweeted this, I'm going to say it again on the show. For a franchise that has been historically inept, not just on the field, that's a given, but in terms of the PR stuff and the presentation, the New York Jets had this on lockdown. They knew on Friday what his intentions were, right? And we get to Saturday, we get to Sunday, we get to Monday, we get to Tuesday, we get to Wednesday at 1:20, and the New York Jets, meaning Woody and Douglas and Sala and anybody else that's a Hackett, not a peep. There were still reporters guessing and, you know, throwing out theories and hoping it would stick. Not a single crack in the Jets organization. I love that.
Well, I mean, it's also because the reality of this trade is not happening for a long time.
But still, you're right, but it could have came out easily.
Oh, of course.
Aaron Rodgers told the Jets it's a done deal. I mean, that could very easily. In 2023, when does that stuff not leak?
Let's be real. This thing has 2 months. March, June, May. Yeah, it's got 2 months. No, three probably. Almost 3 months. Before this thing has to get done. Almost 3 months. And it's not inhibiting the Packers from doing whatever they're going to do.
But you don't think this is done by the draft? It's got to be. I hear you. It doesn't literally have to be done really until before week one.
I don't know.
Actually.
Yeah.
In terms
of
that punitive $99 million cap hit.
Yeah, if they exercise this deal before, if they exercise the option before they trade him, it puts a ton of money on the cap. So there's a lot of moving parts behind the scenes on those deals.
We might get mediation here, like we got with Parcells of the Pats.
That's a good point.
We really might get some intervention
just because of the way the Packers crafted this contract. It makes it makes loggerheads happen. So, meaning how the deal actually happens and when it happens. You're right. You probably will see that a little bit.
Hey, Dove, I don't ask for much here. Is there a wrench so this mic doesn't keep dropping limply? Where I have to, because I know I hear Boomer adjusting his mic sometimes, and I know that this is audible over the air, and it's annoying. It's annoying to me.
Yeah, but it keeps dropping.
It keeps dropping.
Every time you lift it up, it drops.
I keep lifting it up. Look, I lift it up. Look, it falls. I lift it up. Look, it falls.
You want a pill for that?
Nah, man, we're good. Maybe about 10, 15 years, I'll need something. Probably will. 877, I'll take it. 877-337-6666. Kenny's up in the Bronx. Ken is on the fan. What's going on, Ken?
BT, good morning, good morning.
Kenny,
good,
sir.
Ken, what's happening?
Yeah, I love your guy. Your show is the only show that talks sports for the 4 hours when you guys work.
Thank you, man.
Four, whatever.
We don't know anything else. That's why.
The rest of the show, they are just gimmicks, man.
Hey, anyway. Hey, now listen. You want to give us the compliment? I love it. Can't be dissing our brethren here. Let's go. Right. Can't be dissing our friends.
Nope. I could say whatever I want to say. I'm a grown man. I listen to every show on this station.
I'm a grown man.
Every show. And some of these guys, I wonder how they get ratings because they don't talk sports. Anyway. Brandon, this is for you.
Yes.
Let me ask you one question.
Yes, Ken.
The Padres, the Braves, the Philly. Mm-hmm. Do you think, take away the two top pitchers that the Mets have, do you think the Mets is better than the Padres?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're better than the Braves?
No.
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you something.
I don't.
With or without... The DS, whatever you want to call him, which I don't even care of him because you always think he's better than Mariano. Anyway.
Well, I mean, he's got a name. His name is Edwin Diaz. Winning, yeah. I mean, come on.
They're
he
not
said
winning
Diaz.
Anything. He's only one Mariano. They're not winning anything. Take my word. I'll guarantee you I could put $500 down that the Yankees are going to win another championship before the Mets win one. I could put $500 down right now.
Now, Ken, can I just...
By the way, Ken, yeah. You don't have to argue with BT about that.
Well, I was going to... Yeah, but hold on, Ken. I want to intervene for a moment here.
Emotionally, you don't have to argue.
Even I have my limits. There's a time and a place to have a little fun, needle the Met fan, and then there's a time to understand, this ain't fair. Mm. Today is not the day. You can do whatever you want.
This feels cursed.
It's not Yankees Mets. It's Edwin Diaz Mets. That's all it is.
It feels curse-ish. It feels like this is all that Mets fans talk about.
Well, let's hear from him. Hoff, you've been very quiet today. I know you did an emergency Rico last night. It's funny. I mean, not in the comedic sense, but in the ironic sense, I guess. Evan, who's up all hours of every night watching everything, he didn't see this until this morning, which is amazing to me, or didn't tweet about it until this morning. You're a Mets guy. You hear curse. You hear all these things. How are you processing this? And by the way, do you agree or disagree with me about them having the ability to win a championship without Diaz?
So to hit that first,
I
do believe the Mets still have a good enough team depth-wise, and they're going to make a move for Zach Britton. That's like an obvious. I think the way this team has still worked, they can figure out a way. Because Diaz was used in not just the ninth inning, it was seventh, eighth, or whatever. I still think they can mix and match and make it work. And they still have a great team. Did I think that they were going to win the division this year? Actually, I'm on record saying that I don't think they will.
Okay.
But I do.
Atlanta or Philly?
I'm going to go Atlanta still.
Okay,
I think Atlanta's still
going. Yep.
That being said, though, I this is not the end of the world, but I do feel like this is a Mets thing, and it sucks, and it needs to stop. And the sad thing is, Diaz did everything right walking off that mound.
Yeah.
He didn't take it to an different degree. It was his teammates who kind of jumped on him and kind of got him hyped up.
I know.
And in doing so, he got... And that is the... It's not even in during the game. Like, if he got hurt during the game, it would be like, okay, fine, whatever. That sucks. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I could even understand that more. The fact that they were celebrating just kills it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, I look at Zach Britton's... I'm just looking at his news history.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily the injury history, even though there have been lots of injuries. He's 35 years old. Struggles in season debut. These are just the headlines about Zach Britton. Struggles in season debut. Exits with arm fatigue. Heads back to the injured list. is now throwing for interested clubs. That was a year, basically a year ago.
Yeah, and today, now he's, right? throwing, he's throwing today.
He's throwing
and
today,
now he's
yeah.
throwing his, no, but a year ago.
Oh, he's had a lot of issues. Of course,
he's had a lot of issues. Now he's throwing a sim game this afternoon, or maybe.
And the Mets are going.
And the Mets are going to
but
be there.
But when
he's
good,
well, a lot
Teak, he's pretty filthy.
He's 35
good,
years.
Man.
It's
okay.
It's been 35 years old.
It's okay.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
They were going anyway, though. They were going anyway.
Yeah,
so
of course.
That's just because Buck and them have a relationship.
The only thing that I would challenge Hoff on, and Teak, you said this before the show as well, like, I understand the thought of. Well, he's not even always the closer because sometimes he comes in and gets meaningful out seventh, eighth inning. We've talked about
who's
that. Okay, got
about?
That. Diaz.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Edwin Diaz, got it.
But the problem is, yes, whether it's the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning, Edwin Diaz is still coming in to face the best hitters if it's not the ninth inning. So, yes, there's another body that, of course, that maybe Britton, whatever, Ottavino, that can now fill in that role and try to get the middle of the order out for the Braves, the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Padres, the good teams when you have to, but he's not Edwin Diaz.
I understand that, but there's a name there that he's probably going to make the team, and it's no one understands him, no one realizes. John Curtis, they signed 2 years ago, or last year, whatever, when he had Tommy John. He's coming off a rehab.
How old is he?
I think he's early 30s. I'm just making that up. I'm not really sure. But he was very effective before he got hurt. He's been killing it this spring. I'm not saying he's taking the place of Edwin Diaz.
Gotcha.
But the depth on the – that's the one thing I liked about this team was there's so much depth pitching-wise, even starting and bullpen, that I wasn't – not saying I wasn't concerned, but there were people that weren't going to make the team because there was too many bodies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the other thing, too, and this is really one of the first things that I said – it's one thing to lose the production, I don't know, 47 saves, whatever you pencil in for, 47 saves this sick K rate, invisible whip, whip plus, ERA, but all the other things, whatever. But it's the other thing that he brought to the table. Like, if I ask a Met fan, if I polled 100 Met fans, what was your favorite part of Met games last year? I mean, I would have to think that the majority would say when Edwin Diaz came in and the trumpet started blasting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you lose the tangible stuff, but then you lose the energy. The energy, in a lot of ways, the soul of the team.
You're not making that up. And you literally have. Think about this.
I enjoyed it as a Yankee fan. I like seeing this guy come in with the trumpets going crazy. It was awesome.
Think about what they had going on set up for this year, built off of his entrances, built off of the trumpets. The last time you're going to hear Timmy Trumpet is yesterday. That's the last time you're going to hear Timmy Trumpet in 2023.
But they had,
hear it again.
But they had the bobblehead. Don't remember we did that the other day.
Can we really celebrate that this year?
I know. I mean,
this is not being a pessimistic Mets fan.
Yeah.
He's done for 2023. Like, I've already put that in the back of my head.
I agree.
He's done.
I agree. And we'll probably get confirmation today. I have a sense that Patel was somewhere involved there for sure, but we'll know. So we won't guess. We'll find out. Hopefully a miracle happens. Jason Franklin Park. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. You hit on a bunch of things while I was on hold. But, I mean, my main thing with Diaz, and, I mean, I didn't see it, like, when it happened. I probably saw it, like, 5 minutes later. And I think the thing that was so frustrating is he walked off the mound like understanding this isn't like a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like going to shake the catcher's hand, and then everyone came out. And I think, I mean, that is so funny. It's almost like he knew this is not the place to be doing that. And then the teammates came out. And then the thing that, you know, you were mentioning, like, he's not a point guard, and he, clearly he doesn't have to like cut on his knee the way other athletes do.
Yeah.
But when you watch Diaz pitch, he like hops off his right leg.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
He like launches himself towards the plate by pushing off that right leg, and it's pretty violent. So that worries me a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I just wanted to talk about Rodgers because I'm a Jets fan, and I've hated Aaron Rodgers the last few years. Like, my nephew's a Packers fan and a Rodgers fan.
Why'd you hate him? Like, why? Specifically why? Well, I'm curious.
I'll tell you, actually, like, I am one of these people who, when the pandemic happened, I followed the science, and I got really, really judgmental and annoyed for people who didn't.
Okay.
And when
got
he
it.
Came in, all and right. he was like,
I got you.
Said he had the vaccine, that pissed me off.
I appreciate your honesty. I got you. Okay.
Yeah,
I got you. I got you.
So, like, but I will say, I had the same feeling you had. I was like, wait a second. Is it that he has been treated like crap by the Packers the last bunch of years, and maybe he's not been in the wrong to sort of act the way he has a little bit? So I got that feeling as, you know, and then, like Tiki's saying, is it because I'm a Jets fan and I'm now trying to see it from, like, that light? I don't know. He seemed like a more likable guy to me yesterday, so let's hope that. And since when does the team that doesn't want the player anymore hold the cards?
Only because
what the heck is that on
the I gotta tell you, Jay.
Good call, Jay.
I mean, whatever you want to feel about the Packers, it's their right to want to move on. But the way they structured this deal, it was brilliant. It was brilliant because it automatically gave them the leverage. Because the reason that they haven't exercised his option yet is because the minute they exercise that option, all of that money comes forward to their salary cap, and then they can't make any moves. So by pushing it out basically indefinitely till the beginning of the start of the season, they can do whatever they want. And then as soon as they exercise that option, it comes current. So they hold the cards because of how they structured his contract, knowing that he was either going to retire or be traded. And as soon as the trade became the It's almost like they played him, to be honest with you, when you think
played
about
him
it.
Played him or playing the Jets?
Played him. A little played bit. Aaron.
Why do you think he was pissed?
Knew that when he got pissed off, he was going to go play instead of retiring. He was going to go play and want to go someplace else. So it's
almost. Are they that smart? That's an interesting theory, but are they that smart?
I don't think so, but.
They may have stumbled upon something genius.
Yeah, they stumbled upon playing Aaron Rodgers because now Aaron Rodgers can't join the Jets until he gets traded, which might not happen until June.
By the way, you'll take what we give you.
Exactly.
Two number ones. Get lost. Take a hike, Packers.
Exactly.
Stop. All right. 877-337-6666 is our number. So obviously the Mets, a big piece of the show today, and Diaz's injury. And the reaction to Rodgers from yesterday.
We're known for being polite, so we give you a chance to talk, too. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
Doves pumping in his old beats again. There we go. Party at Doves. Doves crib. Hey, it's the Tickets here to Bracket Challenge, and you guys got 30 minutes to jump in on this. Who's going to have the better bracket, me or
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tiki, enter at WFAN.com/contest. And if the bracket that you vote for is declared the winning bracket, you're entered into the grand prize drawing to visit us here at the Fan, the Tiki and Tierney Show. WFAN Studios, come in studio, hang out with us. We'll get lunch, take pictures. Tiki's great, too. If you're a big Giants fan, you could bring some gear, and I'm sure Tiki would sign it for you, right, Tiki? You got no problem with that, right?
That's easy.
All right. I'm not going to make them wait like you made me wait all those years, right?
Shut it up.
Powered by Webster Bank, here for all your biggest goals. And we'll pop you on the air for a little bit, whether you're a Yank or a Met fan. We'll talk a little shop, a little Rodgers if you're a Jets guy, a little Danny Dimes, Danny Dollars if you're a Giants fan. So go get it. You got to get it in by noon, though, guys. WFAN.com/contest. All right, Teague.
There is nothing worse, and I will not tweet anything about this because you don't care, mm-hmm. right? I look at this the same way as politics, right? I don't care what your political persuasion is, and I sure as hell don't care what your bracket looks like. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I don't tweet because I know that you don't care about mine. But I will give you my final four. I don't love it, to be honest with you. I've got UConn. I've got Purdue. And I know Purdue's a little, I don't know if I love that one. I've got Indiana, and I've got Baylor. It's a weird Final Four.
Yeah.
Who's your Final Four? What do you have?
So I'm homering.
That's why I hate doing this stuff.
So I have Virginia going to the Final Four against Marquette.
Oh.
All right, Shaka.
Yeah.
Shaka.
Let me rock Shaka.
So Marquette.
Good.
Houston.
Ah, the Cougs.
Who I think, you know, they got a little bit of a tough path, especially against Texas up there in the Midwest.
Yeah, Texas is tough. Yeah.
And UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the championship, Marquette and Houston.
Marquette for the first time since the late 70s trying to win a championship. Wow.
I'm going against the grain.
Okay, yeah, that's all right. Listen, it's no worse than mine. I mean, I got Baylor. I mean, I do, you know, it's funny.
The only thing that gives me pause, you know, interestingly enough, about Marquette is how they had so much trouble.
With St. John's?
Twice. Twice in the
is
last.
Is that the barometer? If they don't play well against St. John's, you don't believe in them?
Well, not only did they, I mean, they played great. They scored 96 points, but they gave up 94.
God, St. John's offense was like, a wreck.
I know.
There was nothing
and
to it.
And they gave up 94 points. Yeah. It was like, what the hell am I watching?
You're talking about the regular season game.
Yes,
the 96-94 game.
Yeah, the regular season game. And they struggled with him in the tournament.
If Posh hits that three, it's lights out.
That's right.
I hear you. All right, so have fun with that. Get them in, WFAN.com/contest, and the winner gets to come and hang out with us. How about Mike in Brooklyn? Mike is on the fan. What's happening, Mike?
Morning, gentlemen. Love the show. Love your family shows, morning show, afternoon show, and you guys right in between.
Fantastic.
Now I'm going to pivot a little bit, and I want to know, Tiki Barber, why do you hate Aaron Rodgers?
That's a good question,
I don't
Mike.
Hate Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what you're alluding to. I think Aaron Rodgers has been very difficult for the Packers, but the Packers in turn have been very difficult for Aaron Rodgers. But I also believe that the Jets are short-circuiting or taking a drastic turn off of their team-building exercise, their plan, whatever it may have been for the last couple of years. And admittedly, they only have to do this because they missed so terribly with Zach Wilson. But at the same time, I don't know. I can't guarantee that this is going to be successful. And it's not that I hate Aaron Rodgers. I think he's one of the greatest players we've ever seen. It's just odd to me. It's just odd.
You know what though, Mike?
So it's not hate. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't fully understand it.
Yeah, I'll tell you though, Mike, I understand what you're saying. I've sat here with Teague for all these Aaron Rodgers conversations. You've come across a little salty. Really, from day one with Rodgers, you have.
Well, I mean, first of all, Mike. You had no indication that he wanted anything to do with you until yesterday.
Well, I did, because I said it 3 months ago that it was going to happen.
You know what I mean.
There was nobody more right than me on this entire thing. And
true.
Nobody.
But you get what I'm saying. So, like, so for the longest time, we had no idea.
You were just getting tired of talking about it?
I was so tired of talking about it. I'm like, all right, when he says I want to play for the Jets, then we can have this conversation. And again, I'm not emotionally attached to Aaron Rodgers. Like I said before, I'm not going to be his friend. You're not going to be his friend.
I might be.
He's going to be here for a year or two.
Might be three.
And he better win.
Gatorade.
He better win. That's all I got to say. Otherwise, they're drafting another quarterback.
Take a little roast beef and mozzarella, a little mayo, a little roasted red pepper, and a bottle of Gatorade. That's what Tiki's been
doing. By the way, that was on a crossword puzzle I was doing the other day.
Haterade?
It was modern use with aid, ADE. And
okay.
It was in the clue was hater.
Could have said oh really?
Yeah, like in the puzzle,
yeah.
It was hater.
Really?
And then modern
could have been Powerade, but that's not the clue. So
I
got you.
It just worked out. I didn't know it. I just kind of filled it in. I was like, Haterade. Haterade.
That's a good expression. Haterade.
Haterade. It was funny though.
Yeah, and now they have a new drink. I don't know if your girls are drinking this for working out, but Prime.
Oh, I've heard of Prime.
Prime is big. All the kids on the baseball team drinking Prime
crush
up the wazoo.
And the sugar is less.
Yeah.
But it tastes like it's loaded with sugar, even though it's not.
It tastes good.
It tastes really good.
Mix out some vodka one of these weekends here. See if it's.
I think Tracy does.
Because Gatorade does.
That's what Tracy does.
I hear you.
There's less sugar.
That's right.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The ball game is over, and Shea Stadium will close its doors for the final time this afternoon.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 11:43, back on The Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show, 877-337-6666. Coming up at noon, we're going all in. We'll get back to you here. Diaz, obviously a central part of the show. And, you know, I thought that Rodgers came across as really likable yesterday, which I love. Listen, I don't know if he's going to stay healthy. He can't predict that stuff. It's a waste of time. I really do think very strongly that he still has most of his greatness left. I don't think it has really left him. So I'm not really worried about the football stuff once this finally is done and comes to fruition. You know, for some, you wonder about the fit, and there's been a lot of talk about his personality.
Mm-hmm.
I just liked the presentation yesterday. Not that it changes what happens on week one or week seven or week nine. Oh, speaking of week one, real quick before we get back to these phones. So, did we go around the room with this on the air yesterday, the Jets and the Giants? We did, right?
Yes.
All right. So I put a poll out, and I'm very curious because the Jets and the Giants are playing this year. It's a Giants home game, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Giants have had a good offseason. Waller, it's great. Retain your studs. Quarterback, running back. Looks like they're going to take up Vincent, the receiver just cut by the Jets there.
Yep.
A little depth, whatever. Anyway, the Giants.
No, Jeff
Smith. Jeff Smith. What did I say? Yeah, I know that there's a Jeff Vincent. Smith, yeah. So the Giants are coming off a playoff berth. We know the Jets collapsed a year ago, but they obviously, you know, have a good roster. So they're getting a lot of primetime games with Rodgers. Now, mm-hmm. my fear is that they're going to waste this Jets-Giant game. So I put a poll out.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. When should the NFL schedule Jets-Giants?
Yeah, we hit this last yesterday, and I said week five.
You said week five.
Hoff said, like, Christmas.
Which I don't like, because if one of the teams is not relevant, mm-hmm. it's meaningless, and don't tell me pride, whatever. So the four options are week one in primetime, either 4:25 window, or Sunday Night Football, obviously, or 4:25 midseason, random Thursday Night Football game, or end of regular season.
I don't want Thursday night.
Yeah, I agree. That has the third fewest vote. I totally agree with that. End of the regular season. See, people know what's up. 7%, by mm-hmm. far the fewest.
Yep.
Nobody wants to see Jets-Giants week 16 or week 17.
No, you're right.
We'll
because
see that.
Also, it could be both teams are in it and don't need to play, or both teams are terrible, and it's just kind of, and it just makes the game less meaningful.
You know, I didn't even consider the first thing. Can you imagine, like, both Jets and the Giants have something wrapped up?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're going to put these guys in bubble wrap. We're going to go with the bag. It's going to be Zach Wilson and Tyrod Taylor.
It becomes a meaningless game.
Oh, my God.
That's
I didn't even
last,
think about
that's
that.
That's the last thing you want, is it to be a meaningless, because we don't play ever, really. I mean, it feels like every 5 years is a regular season game. When was the last one? I don't even remember.
The last one was
off the top of my head.
The last one was when Jamal Adams just punked Danny
right.
Jones and just ripped the ball
that's
out
right.
of his hands and scored a touchdown.
Hold on, you forgot. What? He ran through Saquon then ripped Daniel Jones and took the ball for a touchdown.
He drug him. Drug him.
That might have been when I started saying we got a concern about Saquon being a third down back.
That was right around that time.
Yeah.
Before that was obviously the long touchdown, which mm-hmm. crushed us, my team. And
I don't ever remember playing
that.
Them. I mean, I know I did,
huh.
but I don't remember it. So that just tells you.
Don't remember ever playing the Jets?
We played them every year in the preseason.
No, I know. You don't remember playing them in the regular season? Not once?
But the regular season game, it slips my mind.
Huh, if you got to get some stats, find out how many times Tiki played the Jets in the regular season and what he did.
Because I know it's changed the way that they schedule
for sure.
the NFC, AFC, non- whatever, those matchups, it's changed over the years, but I just can't remember those games.
Well, then
I know I had to.
You had to. Then there was the one back in the day in the late 80s, I want to say, and Al Toon caught that touchdown. It was meaningless for mm-hmm. us. Really low-scoring game. You guys win, you're in, and we beat you.
It meant nothing because we weren't going anywhere. But I need to know how Tiki played against the Jets in the regular season. Hoff, could you please find that? 877-337-6666. Mohegan, we go. And Ed is on the fan. Eddie, what's happening?
What do you say, guys? You know, I want to talk about Diaz, but you know, you make really good points about that giant Jet game. I would love to see that every Christmas. Like Christmas in New York.
No.
Absolutely.
I don't want that ruining the most important day of the year for me. Honestly, I don't.
Well, by the time they play, Christmas Eve is bigger than Christmas Day.
Yeah. Wait, what do you say? Christmas Eve?
Home Alone 2 lost to New York was so much better than Home Alone. All right. Neither here nor there. Diaz, look, I remember when the World Baseball Classic started, I remember George Steinbrenner was one of the biggest proponents against it for this very reason, injury to players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they wound up playing it anyway. Jeter played in it. I get it. But the thing is, this is their country. This is the country that pays them. I think it should be kids playing. You should put either, you know, minor leaguers in there or college kids. That's who should be playing it.
Yeah, that's what Sal was saying this morning. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Minus the stars?
Yeah, well, minus the established stars.
It still has an Olympic feel. That's not the worst idea. You're still going to have the energy.
What did I joke with you about this morning? I said, you know what? If you're a vet and you have been paid, you're not allowed to play in the WBC.
Yeah.
because that it just becomes really punitive for, in this case, the Mets. That you just paid Edwin Diaz $100 million,
mm-hmm.
and now he's unavailable for 12 months, 15 months, whoever knows how long it is.
Well, we don't know yet, but it obviously looks very ominous.
Let's assume it's the worst.
Yeah, absolutely. It looked the worst. There was a wheelchair involved, absolutely. By the way, you see the video? I'll tell you, I don't know what possesses some people. We all did dumb things when we were young. Did you see this was on around yesterday on social media? There's, I'm forgetting the guy's name, young man, college student, where he was going into a St. Patrick's Day, how most of these towns have St. Patrick's Day bar? Okay. He was going into a bar, and it was a bar, I guess, that had like a walk-up staircase, probably at least 15, not like three or four, like a full flight of stairs.
Yeah, you had to climb. It's the second floor.
Yeah. And there was a wheelchair. Do you see this?
No.
Okay, and Hoff saw this, and they were telling me, and what the son is the young man who did this is the son of an NHL GM. Him and his buddy are trying to get in, whatever. I guess getting carded, showing ID, whatever. And there was an empty wheelchair because evidently the woman who was using it was in the bathroom. Do you believe that these punks took the wheelchair and threw it down the stairs?
Come on. That's horrendous. That's horrendous.
I mean, listen.
I'm assuming it was an effort to get it up there.
And they left, and they just went in the bar. Mm. Like, again, if I had a camera on me when I was, like, some of the things, I wouldn't be here.
But you weren't doing that.
There was never malice. Like, it was dumb things that could have maybe hurt me.
Yeah.
But I don't know what possesses somebody, like, that darkness to think that
alcohol.
That's funny. No. I disagree. That's more than alcohol. Mm. That's a lack of integrity. That's a lack of character. That's a lack of care for a human being. And when you see a wheelchair, the first thing that you should think of is sympathy and empathy.
And how can I help?
Not how can I fling it down 17 stairs so the person who needs it can't even function. That really bothered me. Hoff, did you see that?
I did see it. Yeah, it was disturbing. Yes.
Wow.
I'm not going to give them any benefit of the doubt or whatever. You ask why someone would do that. If I could take myself into an immature brain for 2 seconds, and I'm not justifying anything at all.
I know you're not. Go ahead.
But if you walk up there, I don't think they saw that there was somebody that was sitting in there. No one was protecting it. They were just messing around with it, if I'm correct. They saw it empty. And they're just like, what the hell is this? And did something really stupid and just pushed it down and didn't think about the consequences. Like, oh, someone actually needs this?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really what it comes down to. If they saw someone get out of the wheelchair and did that, that'd be more vicious and almost crime-worthy, personally speaking.
Yeah. You know what? I'll leave that window slightly ajar as a possibility. I don't think that, but I don't know. But, man, that was disheartening. That was just... Man, let's get Ray in Dover, New Jersey. Ray is on the fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, how are you, Brandon?
Hey, Ray, how you doing, pal?
Listen, your partner there, Tiki's a legend in New York.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, Ray.
I've lived in New Jersey my whole life. I just turned 67, and I'm a longtime Packer fan. Okay. And the reason I loved the Packers when I was a little boy is their uniforms.
Yeah, it's funny.
And okay. Bart Starr became my favorite player, and I love Aaron Rodgers.
Now, Ray, I got a question for you, Ray. So, because that's how, ironically, I probably made the wrong choice, but that's how I became a Jet fan. I've told the story where I was walking in my basement. We had just had it furnished. It was about 1981. I was young, and we had Sunday dinner, my grandparents and uncle upstairs, and I was going to the bathroom because it was the first time we had a bathroom in the basement, and the Jets were playing at Shea. I'm like, and the only sport that I really watched at that point, I was probably seven, was baseball, right? I'm like, oh, football on a baseball field? And I just loved the green uniforms. Of course, I wish I probably, you know, honestly, I should have been a Giants fan because it would have been more pleasurable, but how did you see the Packers growing up around here? Like, what year was it? What channel? Who were you? I'm curious how you stumbled upon that.
They were barely on TV, Brandon.
Yeah.
I saw listen, my mother passed when I was young, and she was young, but we got to see the Ice Bowl together with my cousin Butch.
Wow.
And we had the greatest time watching that game, and I fell in love with the Packers ever since.
So, okay, from the Ice Bowl, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And they were barely ever on.
Yeah.
So I would put, like, other games on, and they may report a score. It was hard, but nowadays you can watch anything.
It's easy. But you're a big Rodgers guy.
You know why? He's played more Packer games than any Packer ever. He had said that because he's arguably the best Packer ever, and I believe he is.
Yeah, he probably is.
He's a fan, a Bart Starr fan. Bart won two Super Bowls. But I think Aaron is the greatest Packer of all time.
Hey, Ray, will you hold this, whatever, let's call it a feud, with the Packers against Aaron Rodgers when you think about his legacy with the Packers?
No. I'm really sad that, he's going to be a Jet. And you know what? I wish him the best, and I wish you guys make the Super Bowl and you play us.
Yeah, you sound like a great guy, Ray. But but listen, Ray, if that happens, we're gonna have to do what we did to you out there in October. We're gonna have to beat you again, buddy.
Oh my God! You know what? That kid Hall ran all over us.
Yeah,
there,
he did. Yeah, special team touchdown too. Nice call.
And
thank you, Ray.
My older sister is a diehard Jet fan. She's got two huge scrapbooks. She's 72 years old.
God bless her.
Wow.
She has the same initials as Joe Namath. My last name is Norman. Dan and Norman. She loves the same soda, all these things. And I'll tell you, I have a little bit of a spot in my heart for the Jets. But if Aaron, I want you to win. I want you to win, and I want him to be
Ray, trust me. If the Jets are playing the Packers, somehow the Packers make it in the Super Bowl, it is going to be an ugly day for the Packers. Because Jordan Love is not ready to best an Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Especially with the emotion that Aaron Rodgers is going to have playing the Packers.
I'll tell you one thing. I feel like, outside of the haters and whatever, I feel like a lot of people are like, you know what, Jets, you guys deserve this.
No, you're right.
And I'll take it.
It's funny. I don't think people are waiting to see the Jets fail.
Again, there's some haters out there. I'm not talking about Bills and Dolphins or Pats fans, but the general football fan who knows the hell that we've been through, they appreciate the arduous road. Now, Tiki, Jets, Giants, how many times in the regular season? How many?
They played twice.
And you don't remember either game. He really doesn't.
Two. He said two?
Yeah, he took his headset
off. And what did I do?
So the first game.
What year was it,
by the way? Give me year, scores, and Tiki.
Go. 99, you played the Jets.
Oh, yeah, but 99, I was just kind of a.
But you still played. It was year three.
But I was a bit dude. I was just a guy.
All right, so 99, that was with Rick Myra, Ray Lucas. That was after Vinny went down. 99, go ahead.
Giants won 41-28.
I probably didn't have 10 carries.
41-28, you beat us.
Four targets receiving wise.
Okay.
1 yard, one reception, -7 yards.
Yes. So it was a screen pass. It just was busted. Okay. And how many carries?
Rushing four times.
Yeah, exactly. I told you.
I had nine yards. If we talk about the good, not everything's going to be 200 yards. Take it easy.
How many punt return yards?
All right. So we got
that. You had 95.
Ooh.
There you go.
Wow.
Kiss the ass, BT. I told you. I was a special teams guy for 3 years.
Did he
didn't fumble, did he?
But you recovered it. You recovered it.
Well, a little right, foreshadowing, so maybe next, some other so issues next down one. The road.
Next
99 next, and then what?
And then 2003, a little bit better.
See, I should remember that game.
I don't know how you don't remember that. Okay, who won in 2003?
Giants won 31-28.
That was a close one.
Rushing 21 attempts, 77 yards.
Right, you're not going bonkers on us. Respectable, but you're not going to slice us up.
Five targets, four receptions, 32 yards.
Any fumbles?
No fumbles.
Any touchdowns?
No touchdowns.
Any return? No, you won't return it by then. All right. No. Okay.
I don't remember that game at all, BD.
You don't remember anything. I remember more about your career than I do.
03, I should remember.
You should?
I mean, 99, or I didn't do jack. I mean, whatever, but... 03, I should remember. I don't remember the game.
I just don't think it was built up. Listen, we're not a very memorable franchise. It's not like the Jets elicit something in your brain.
It was a close game.
I played the Jets. The Jets. Nobody really remembers us.
And it was week 8-2. It was week 8-2, so it was still early enough in the
season.
What
year was it?
2003 was week 8.
Interesting. So was it a primetime game or no?
It was Fossil's last game. Fossil's last season. That was Fossil's last season.
Yep. No primetime stuff, right?
Yeah, one of the few games we won that year. Y'all should have beat us.
Oh, God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.